Blog Talk Radio.
Lessons Radio. I'm your host, Rick Tocchini. Thanks for joining us on this Friday afternoon, November 2nd, the last Friday before Election Day, and we're looking forward to that day being over, but it is an important, very important day coming up, and we hope that you all are out to vote. Thanks for joining us on our previous shows this morning with Christopher Knight, formerly Peter Brady of the Brady Bunch. What a fun, interesting show that was to talk about technology. Hey, on this segment, we have Janice Pons, author of Stealing the Minds of America. Let's see if we can get Janet on the line.
Yes, hi. How are you today?
I am doing fine, Janet. Thanks, Janice. Thanks for joining us on Life Lessons. Tell us about yourself, where you're from originally, and a little bit about your book, Stealing the Minds of America.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Well, I'm originally from Greensboro, North Carolina, and at the current time, I live in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And I wrote a book 4 years ago originally, Stealing the Minds of America, A Must for All Truth Seekers Who Vote. And that, it was birthed out of me because I realized that I had been caught up in a pattern of thinking that had been captured and stolen by forces captivated by a specific agenda. And I realized as an African American that when I began to read and research for myself, as opposed to taking the word of so-called leaders and even keeping myself connected with culture, tradition, and experiences and things that I was just simply told as a black person that I was supposed to do, I realized that as I began to research, that I didn't even know my own history. It had been just totally revised. Revisionists had just totally changed it, and so many times that is the case. We believe things that we read or we're told, but unless we learn to read and research, search for ourselves, think for ourselves, we never come to a point of truth.
Your book is timely, and since you wrote it 4 years ago, how has your opinion on the landscape of government and our leaders changed?
Well, it's changed in the sense of, my eyes began to open many years ago. But since the first time I wrote the book, I have done an update where I have really examined closely what has been going on in our country for the last 4 years. I think to give a fair assessment, I would just need to go back to the fact that when I was a little girl growing up, Rick, I was always told things such as, you're never to trust white people. You're never to trust Republicans because they're always trying to take something from you or steal from you. So I was told certain things that within me, deep within my heart, I never really accepted, but I just listened and just thought that that's how it was. I was told that when I got old enough to vote that I was always to vote a straight Democratic ticket. And I just accepted that. And finally, when I did become old enough to vote, I asked, why am I supposed to vote a straight Democratic ticket? And I was told, because you're black. Well, that never set well with me, but I did as I was told without asking any questions. As I got older and I got married, my husband came to me in 1988 and told me with a very concerned look on his face, when it was time for the 88 election, and he told me, honey, there's no way that we can align ourselves with the man that we would automatically vote for in the Democratic Party. And I was like, why? He's Democrat. He's got to be lining himself up with what we believe, what's important to our values, our morals, our faith was important to us. And, you know, he was just saying he's touting that he's a card-carrying member of the ACLU, and he began to talk about other things. And I said, well, what is the ACLU? And he said, well, American Civil Liberties Union. I said, well, that must be something good. You know, as an African-American, as a black person growing up in Jim Crow in North Carolina, in the city where the sit-in started, you know, civil liberties was something that certainly I wanted to be a part of. But instead of taking someone's word and listening at a title of an organization thinking it's something good, we began to read, research, and think for ourselves. We started on a journey, Rick, at that time in 1988, and that journey has continued since that time. And we just found out things such as the ACLU did not line up with our beliefs, our values, our faith. It did not line up. There was so much that was so controversial about that organization that just did not line up with where we were. And so we started this journey, and at that time we made a decision that we could no longer align ourselves with a platform or an organization or a political party, number one, just because we're black, and secondly, because it just did not line up with what our morals and our beliefs were. And so we just started that journey at that time and just realized that we had been lied to. And in the research, I just began to find out things that I just did not even know existed. I didn't find this out until my 30s, and I realized that I didn't even know my political history. And such is the case for America. Revisionism has just changed what really occurred in the 1800s, what really occurred in our history. And then we begin to look at original documents, Rick, and that's when the blinders begin to come off. And I realized that I had aligned myself with a racist agenda that was driven by race, that was driven by a specific plan that was so contrary to who I was, and I just realized I'd been duped, I'd been tricked, and the blinders came off my eyes, and I realized that I could, I just had to walk away from what I call a slave plantation mentality.
Well, thank you for saying all of that, and I think that regardless of race, creed, color, whatever, what you're talking about is making an intelligent decision to vote in alignment with your morals and values.
Exactly, sir. And when I went back and did research, you know, just seeing that, I was always told that the Republican Party were our enemies. They were the enemies of black people. They were trying to destroy us. And I just found out, for example, that the Republican Party was started in 1854 as anti-slavery leaders broke away from the pro-slavery Democratic Party to establish a new political group to abolish slavery. I didn't know that. It definitely was not in my history books. I found out that the Republican Party allowed black Americans to participate in the political process subsequent to slavery, resulting in hundreds of black men who were former slaves becoming congressmen and prominent political leaders. I did not know that, but I learned that in reading and researching for myself. I found out that the Democrats... Go ahead, sir.
So you think that we have been duped as a society and culture, especially going into next Tuesday here in the year 2012, where we're still holding on to some mystical, weird legends of the past where we're supposed to be automatically, by de facto, tied to the Democratic Party?
I do, because now, right now, even today, there are black pastors that are telling their members to vote this coming Tuesday on color.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just hands-down racism. And you have pastors that are standing behind pulpits that are telling their people, they're telling them, some pastors are telling their people, don't vote, don't even go vote at all, or they're telling them very specifically to vote according to color.
Yeah, and the irony of that for a church, because we have lots of church leaders on this show, is that they need to have tithing to increase. Well, tithing is tied back to having jobs, and jobs is obviously tied back to the state of our economy, so it's almost like they are being blindly led as well, and literally stealing the minds of America, as your title evokes.
Exactly, sir. And that is why that title was birthed. I just saw that pattern. I knew my mind had been stolen. I knew what my culture, my tradition, my experiences, I knew what I had been surrounded with, and I knew what we were all saying. It was just a mantra. and I realize that I know there are millions of people that are just like me, and some are leading into this election. Some are still wondering. They know something isn't quite right. They know that they've aligned themselves with a political party just because they're a certain race, and they can't quite figure out what it is. And so what I'm encouraging people to do, Rick, is to first, you know, pray, get quiet, but get informed. Get informed. Look at your morals. Look at your values. Become knowledgeable about the party platforms. What I've done on my website, which is www.stealingtheminds of America, what I've done is the research, what I found out from original documents, I put that on the website. There are free downloads there on the website where people may go and engage and read for themselves and maybe even start their own research. And that's what people, some people have told me, is that by reading your book, excuse me, it prompted me to do my own research to see if what you were saying was even true. But the book is available. It's available in paperback. It's available in ebook, and you can access ordering the book from the website. But I do have some free downloads on the website where it takes you back all the way to the 1800s. And if you look, you will see, this is what I saw that just totally rocked my world, is that there was a pattern that was going on back in the 1800s. During the Civil War, was all about ending slavery. There was a pattern that was going on then, and now it's kind of under the radar, but there are still some similar patterns that are going on that started back then, that were going on then during slavery, and the attempts of the success of the Republican Party in ending slavery, but how the Democrats did things such as start the Ku Klux Klan in 1866 for the express purpose of intimidating black and white Americans from even participating in the political process. But see, still there are some things that go on even up to this date that the Republicans get credit for that the racist Democrats did, and then there are things even to this day that still go on to keep people in bondage, such as dependency on the government. We have more people we have 12 million more Americans living off of food stamps during the first 1,000 days of the current administration's time in office. And it's just so many other so much other data that shows that it's had a hard impact, particularly upon African Americans. When the unemployment rate last summer was at 9% and 10%, for African Americans it was 16.7%. Black males, it was 18%. Black youth, it was 46.5%. And then I have black people telling me that Obama is the last chance for black people. And I think to myself, well, what has he done for black people? What has he done for America? And so when I see that kind of data and see all the other kind of data where we are right now as a result of what's been done the last 4 years, I'm like, wow, we really need to reevaluate and update. Definitely not vote according to color. Look at the platform, look at the issues, and vote according to issues.
Well, we wholeheartedly agree with you. We're glad that you've been on Life Lessons. We hope that people will listen to this. Tell our listening audience one more time how they can contact you to find out more information and to exercise the discernment that you've already brought forth.
Yes, sir. What we are, Rick, we're promoters of people making choices based upon factual information instead of emotions. Get out of your emotions, look at the factual information, and make your decisions there. If you go to my website, www.stealingtheminds of America.com, stealingtheminds of America.com, you will see a 3-minute teaser video that I did, kind of putting some of these facts out here. There are tabs on there where you can go and download free some of the historical data. And then if you go to the store page, a person can access the book, where if they want to order the book, it's available in paperback, is also available in ebook. It's a life-changing experience to experience the book, and that's the feedback that I've gotten from many. And so it's something that I did out of my heart because I was bound up, I was stolen, my mind was stolen, and I walked free from that slave plantation, and I will never go back again.
Janice, thank you so much for being on Life Lessons, a very important show, folks. Make sure and vote on Tuesday for all the right reasons. Feel free to contact Janice, buy her book, read it, be transformed. We thank you, Janice, for being on. We'll be back on Monday with a couple of other shows, but over the weekend, do prepare yourself to vote. Vote right. Vote for all the right reasons. Don't vote for color, creed, all the other reasons. Vote for all the right reasons of what's right for our country from a budget perspective and from a moral perspective. I'm Rick Tocchini. Thanks for joining us on Life Lessons today.
Thank you.